It's really important for Hoosier farmers that we get this done. Agriculture is so important, not just to Indiana, but our country, and the Farm Bill is too important to miss an opportunity to pass it.
And that's Senator Jim Banks from Indiana. He tells Hoosier Ag today about the challenge in the Senate of passing a Farm Bill.
In the Senate, we have to get 60 votes. So the Farm Bill has to be bipartisan, and we got to find a way to get that done, but in a common sense way. I mean, that what the Democrats did under President Biden, they politicized the Farm Bill, a lot of new regulations and the Green New Deal. I mean, a lot of those regulations that were bad for farmers and not good for our economy that they were advancing. So now on our watch, we need to pass something that's common sense, good for farmers, bipartisan as much as it can be, and get the 60 votes.
Senator Todd Young of Indiana says he's optimistic that both Senate Republicans and Democrats will work together to find the votes to pass the Farm Bill.
And we need the 60 votes here, but farm policy hasn't historically been a highly partisan area of public policy. And I think we just might in this case have the opportunity to finally advance the Farm Bill. I remind myself, Groundhog Day is not in May. I know our farmers have been through promise after promise related to the Farm Bill. Maybe this time will be a little different. I represent a farm state. I never forget it. And I keep hearing they can't do their work without some of these policy certainties being put to bed.
Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman says he's waiting for the House to move their version of the Farm Bill forward before work begins on crafting the legislation on the Senate side. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm C.J. Miller.